Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Crusade all across America. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day despite the fact that the stories are horrifying. Exploding car bombs, claiming scores of innocent lives. Hospitals and schools attacked at random by masked gunmen firing into crowds. Children slaughtered, homes and shops destroyed and looted.
More than 100 students signing an open letter to school officials saying they fear for their lives. They happen to be Israeli students. We will talk about that. We'll talk about the legalities of Israel's war with Andrew McCarthy, who has written about this, former American prosecutor, also about the ongoing legal battles engulfing President Trump. Concerning President Trump, he was celebrating today, and he began his day by making comments about his wife Melania's birthday, which is today. And what a birthday gift he's able to give her by attending the testimony of one of America's greatest and most distinguished and elegant journalists, David Pecker, who was a longtime executive editor of the National Enquirer. And the question here, all about hush money for porn stars, was there a catch-and-kill scheme that President Trump was involved with even while he was president? There is actually even a headline in the New York Post suggesting that Pecker's testimony indicates that some of the conspiratizing that was going on about suppressing some of these media accounts was in front of the former director of the FBI, James Comey. Remember him? Unbelievable. The White House has actually done something that deals with all of the passion and the difficulty involving the Middle East. President Biden meeting with the youngest of the freed American hostages. And that's actually a good thing to do. There's also very good news from the demonstrators, the protesters, the radicals on campus at Harvard University, finding a force that they couldn't overcome. And the force was sprinklers. We will get to that story as well. First of all, the White House has punted so far on Speaker Mike Johnson's demand for President Biden to call in the National Guard to college campuses amid mass protests over the Israel-Hamas war. Johnson visited Columbia University on Wednesday, the first of major pro-Palestinian protests that have spread to dozens of college campuses, this reported in The Hill, around the country. And Johnson said that Biden should call in the National Guard to quell the peaceful demonstrations. The Hill adding the term peaceful demonstrations. I don't think that demonstrations that are talking about murder of other people can be rightly described as peaceful. The Reuters is reporting that Colombia's embattled president came under renewed pressure today, as a university oversight committee met to address her attempt 2 weeks ago to clamp down on protests that have roiled the Ivy League school and spread across the country and abroad, frankly. President Nemat Manush Shafiq faced an outcry from many students, faculty, and outside observers for summoning New York police to campus on April 18th to dismantle an encampment of tents set up by protesters against Israel's war against Hamas in Gaza. Since when do students have a right to tent? I mean, seriously? This, of course, goes to what the Supreme Court is going to be hearing in that Grants Pass, Oregon case. Do homeless people have a right to camp if there's no other place for them to find shelter? Do they have a right to camp in parks or on sidewalks or anything of that nature? And that's a very important case involving homeless people, but these university students are not homeless. They are people, in some cases, whose parents have invested close to $100,000 a year to pay for their tuition. And there are powerful columns out there, one indelible column by George Will, arguing that basically the American people don't realize how much we all as taxpayers have been paying to try to support this radicalization of college campuses. It's extraordinary. And more than 100 Israeli students, I mentioned earlier that Columbia University wrote a letter to school officials pleading for protection from what they feel is an unsafe environment on campus. We urge you to heed our concerns and take immediate action to ensure our safety before it is too late. We fear for our lives. So the students wrote in the letter, a copy of which was shared with CNN. The letter sent to Columbia President Manush Shafiq and board co-chairs David Greenwald and Claire Shipman was signed by 134 Israeli Columbia students. The names of the students were omitted from the copy shared with CNN due to concerns for the students' safety. The one thing that is most reassuring, frankly, is that with all of this hysteria on college campuses, there was a Harvard Kennedy School survey done of 2,000 young Americans between the ages of 19 and 30. And it found that there was almost no interest at all in the issue of Israel versus Hamas. Now, on one hand, you could say, well, it's a shame that more people are not taking the obvious side of right and decency and wholesomeness, which is the Israelis who are fighting for life rather than the death cult and the terror and torture cult of Hamas. But the fact is, this goes to show that with all of this hysteria here, the people who are creating the difficulties do not represent a majority of American young people, not even close. And, by the way, the only of 16 issues that people were asked to rate in this survey of young Americans, the poll was conducted between March 14th and the 21st of March. It asked respondents to rate issues based on importance relative to other issues. Of the 16 issues polled, Israel-Palestine ranked as the 15th most important, in other words, second to last. You know what the only issue that was less important to people was? No, climate change was higher. The only issue that was less important, which makes another important point, was student debt. Okay, what this demonstrates is that the majority of American young people are not college students. They're not even close. And which is why all of the giving of untold amounts of money to help college students really does not serve a majority of our younger citizens. We will be right back on the MedVet Show.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a three-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
And on the Michael Medved Show, Trump's trial goes on in New York with the testimony of David Pecker, of National Enquirer fame. It is going to be followed up by testimony from one of President Trump's closest, most intimate associates for years and years, named Rona Graff, who is his private scheduler and secretary. The fact that she is being brought up as a witness by the prosecution, she'll be cross-examined by Trump's own attorneys, is very provocative and one of those things that who knows what that testimony will be. President Trump gave his own testimony when he arrived at court this morning, and he said this before he proceeded to the serious question of hush money for porn stars. This is clip 9.
I want to start by wishing my wife, Melania, a very happy birthday. It's nice to be with her, but I'm at a courthouse for a rape trial. It's a rape trial. Terrible. But we're doing very well in this rape trial. Everybody knows it. Yesterday was a big day, but I do have to begin by wishing Melania happy birthday. She's in Florida. I'll be going there this evening after this case finishes up, this horrible, unconstitutional case.
Nothing says happy birthday like defending yourself against charges of paying hush money to porn stars, and let us not forget, to former Playboy Playmates of the Year. That would be Karen McDougal, who is also expected to be at least a possible witness for the prosecution. I'm not sure how exactly they would bring her in concerning the nature of the charges against President Trump. The ongoing tragedy of this spreading campus hysteria is put into context, it seems to me, by something that President Biden did. And you can say, well, President Biden didn't really do it, just his advisors did it. They set him up to make him look good. Dateline Washington, this according to USA Today, President Joe Biden met at the White House with Abigail Adan, who is a four-year-old U.S. citizen who was among the first group of hostages Hamas released from Gaza last September during a truce. By the way, let us understand, Hamas did not release any of these hostages, including the four-year-old, out of goodwill. They released those hostages out of return of getting convicted terrorists back from Israel, where they had been tried and imprisoned for violent crimes. Israel released on about a 4-to-1 ratio some of those people for some of the hostages, including a four-year-old, both of whom, whose parents had been killed. Abigail's parents were killed on the October 7th massacre by Hamas in Israel. And by the way, this is one of those other crazy things that people honestly need to get very, very clear, is that all of the killing was not for the purpose of driving Israelis out of Gaza. There were no Israelis in Gaza. There were no Israelis at all in Gaza. Not law enforcement, not IDF, not Israeli Defense Forces, not settlers, not doctors, not lawyers, not shopkeepers, nobody. There were no Jews to attack in Gaza. In order to attack Jews, you had to cross the border, invade Israel with literally thousands of very heavily armed terrorists, and then begin killing people and kidnapping 250 people. Abigail's parents were killed on the October 7th Hamas attack on Israel. She and her two siblings survived the attack, and only Abigail was taken captive into Gaza. It was a reminder in getting to see her that there are still Americans and others being held by Hamas, said National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan, and we're working day in and day out to ensure all of them get home safely to their loved ones. Abigail was the youngest American held captive by Hamas. Jake Sullivan said the Adan siblings are still living with the tragedy of their parents' murders. and Abigail is still living with the trauma of being held captive for 51 days. Can you imagine? But this was a moment of joy as well, Sullivan said, of President Biden's meeting with Abigail, because she was able to be returned safely to her family. What's left of her family? Her parents killed. Abigail, who spent 51 days in captivity, was kidnapped on October 7th after she was found wandering alone near her family's home after her parents were gunned down by Hamas terrorists. More than 130 hostages, including five more Americans, are still believed to be under Hamas captivity in Gaza. More than 100 were released in a negotiation last year. The Biden administration has for months worked to secure a temporary ceasefire between Hamas and Israel that would allow for the release of the remaining hostages, but progress has been stalled. It's been stalled because it's been turned down. Every deal that they have arranged involving Qatar and Egypt and the United States has been approved by the Israelis and turned down by Hamas. Hamas on Wednesday of this week released a video purporting to show one of the remaining American hostages, 23-year-old Hirsch Goldberg Polan. The short, undated video showed the 23-year-old missing a lower arm, but otherwise apparently healthy. I can't speak to what has caused them to release the video, Sullivan said. All I would say is that this is an innocent young man being held hostage by a terrorist organization, and he should be released immediately without conditions, without delay. He was shown in earlier video when he was being taken captive. His left arm had been blown off, the forearm and his hand, obviously. Sullivan said he intends to speak to Goldberg Polan's parents, the FBI's hostage fusion recovery cell is currently assessing the video. All extraordinary. And the idea that there are so many people who are willing to validate and support the Hamas bloodthirsty torturers and terrorists and murderers, to validate them by showing their support for Hamas, doesn't that just encourage more attacks like October 7th? We will get to that and more coming up on the MedVet Show.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News, I'm Tim Berg. It's up to state governors to decide if the National Guard is needed to subdue anti-Israeli protests on college campuses. That's according to the Biden administration. House Speaker Mike Johnson earlier this week called on President Biden to call the National Guard up after visiting Columbia University. The speaker saying there's an appropriate time for the National Guard if protests aren't contained quickly. House Majority Leader Steve Scalise from Louisiana weighs in on what we're seeing on many college campuses across the country.
I think most people in America are disgusted by what they're seeing on these campuses. And it started, by the way, they brew their own hatred. A lot of these professors are teaching the hatred in the classroom. They don't make their Jewish students feel safe.
All's quiet in Washington, D.C., with the House and Senate both in recess, and President Biden has nothing on his public schedule. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Amazing that in the Hill publication, they actually describe the campus protests that are sweeping the country, subject of the hour at the Michael Medved show. They have described those protests as peaceful. And there's an indication that was posted on the web of just how peaceful those protests really are. A protester at Columbia University recorded a video and then posted it to the web. And in the video, this is clip 16, he said this. Jeremy, we have that?
Be glad, be grateful that I'm not just going out and murdering Zionists. I've never murdered anyone in my life, and I hope to keep it that way. I genuinely hope to keep it that way.
But be glad, be grateful that I'm not just going out and murdering Zionists? Uh-huh. And that also goes on with another confrontation. This is clip 10 when we get to it there, Jeremy. Another confrontation involving the Green Party nominee for president, Jill Stein.
A little disruption going on behind us. So, yeah, well, I'm Jim Stein. I'm here. And it's a Jewish value.
Nobody's asking you to be scared.
Opposing genocide is a Jewish value. Opposing genocide is a core value. The Jewish people have homeland. Thank you, as a Jew, as a descendant of refugees.
You do not represent, you are the minority. You are the 1%.
Thank you. Thank you. So, at any rate, ignore that 0.1% who is mandating genocide right now, we are not going to stand up for. Yes, this is unfortunately what we are seeing all over the world, where a very misguided Zionist movement is attempting to crush the liberty, the human rights, the right of children to survive. The most basic rights to survival are on the line.
Okay, the idea that Jill Stein claims that she is Jewish and says that, no, Israel is not the homeland of the Jewish people, that's really Poland, which, of course, is ridiculous. There are more Israelis who are refugees from Arab countries, from Islamic countries, including Iran, by the way. Former president of Israel was born in Tehran, and there are more people who are what they call Mizrahi Jews, Jews from Eastern countries, North Africa, and elsewhere in the Middle East, than people who were descended from immigrants from Poland or Ukraine or Russia. And again, this is one of the reasons it's so important for people to visit Israel, because you see that this country is not monochromatic. It is profoundly and admirably diverse, where, by the way, the opposite of apartheid is the case in terms of socialization, political participation. There's a member of parliament who was the head of an Islamic party. They have 5 seats in the Israeli parliament. And by the way, they are relatively reasonable, certainly compared to Hamas, who believes in murder and slaughter. And when people like Jill Stein talk about Israel interfering with the children of Gaza, what interference did Israel have in Gaza between 2005, when the Israelis totally vacated any presence in Gaza at all, and October 7th of 2023, when Israel was invaded by bloodthirsty terrorists? This also has been a conflict at USC, where they have canceled their main stage graduation. And by the way, there are a bunch of other schools across the country that are now thinking about creating graduation on Zoom. Why? Because they're worried about violence. They're worried about explosions of sporadic terrorism at the universities. Here is a USC graduate reacting to the canceled graduation at that school. This is clip 12.
So USC just canceled our graduation. I have no words. Like, this is so, like, it's actually comical at this point. If you don't know, the seniors that are graduating college right now are the seniors that graduated in 2020, where we didn't have a high school graduation, and a lot of us had, like, drive-through fake graduations or no graduation at all. And now we are seniors about to graduate, getting ready for our first real graduation, and it just got canceled. I'm in shock right now. We, as a whole senior class, have never had a real graduation because of COVID first, which we thought was like a one-time thing, like where the class that got screwed over. It is what it is. Unlucky. Now, USC just canceled it.
Okay. There are worse tragedies than the cancellation of the graduation. The cancellation of the graduation had to do with the fact that the valedictorian, who was due to give one of the featured addresses at the graduation, had been associated, she is a Muslim student at USC, and she had been associated with a number of statements that were clearly pro-Hamas. And the agitation that that could bring, if she chose as a subject of her speech, for instance, to talk about the necessity for murdering Zionists, or going after the existence of the State of Israel, it could have been a very different atmosphere than you usually want when your child is graduating from a prestigious and very expensive university like USC. Meanwhile, there is a terrific point that was made by a Democratic representative from North Carolina, Kathy Manning. She was on News Nation and talking about these college protests in context. This is 15.
It has gone from what you would hope would be people protesting to create an appropriate settlement in what's happened in the Middle East. And by the way, these chanters have no idea, or seem to have no idea, that Hamas has rejected 5 different offers for a ceasefire. Their refusal to release the hostages, their refusal to surrender, and their continued activity in hiding among civilians is what's prolonging this conflict. And I wish that the universities not only could get control of what's happening on the campuses, but could use this as a teachable moment to teach about what's really going on in the Middle East, to teach the long history of the conflict, and also to teach the students about the dangers of anti-Semitism, not just to Jews, but to the foundations of our democracy.
Okay, this is an appropriate approach with all of this going on. And there's also here, you talk about trying to unite the world for the cause of sanity. There's another commencement that is in danger of cancellation. And it's a commencement that is supposed to include a speech from President Biden. Why will he probably be prevented from delivering that speech? It has nothing to do with the liberalism of the Biden administration. What it has to do with, well, we'll get to it coming up on the Medved Show. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. A lot of times on the Michael Medved Show, we're talking about the present, things that just happened. Sometimes we try to look toward the future, but we also try very seriously to look toward the past. And that's why it's a very good idea right now in this present moment to sign up as a Medhead Plus member. It gives you access to close to 100 history programs on the Medved Show, ranging from the American Revolution to the origins of the State of Israel to the history of political parties in the United States and the Constitution and world struggles like World War I and World War II, and yes, the Vietnam War. All available to you at a minuscule cost of 22 cents a day. Plus access to our show 24/7. Go to MedvedHistoryStore.com. You spend a little, you learn a lot.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
The unofficial spokeswomen for Hamas, the terror organization based in Gaza, is also known as AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. And she is hit out at Columbia University for its decision to call the police on the pro-Palestine protesters, as they're described. And they're not just pro-Palestine, they're pro-Hamas, taking over the main lawn of the campus. Quote, calling in police enforcement on nonviolent demonstrations of young students on campus is an escalatory, reckless, and dangerous act, she wrote in a post on X, formerly Twitter. AOC said it represents a heinous failure of leadership that puts people's lives at risk. I condemn it in the strongest possible terms, said the member of Congress following a threat from the university to call in the NYPD on protesters who refuse to disperse. Okay, what are you supposed to do regarding people who are intimidating other students, who are occupying and creating a village settlement of kinds in a public place that is part of the university's property and violating the rules there? How do you just break that down and say she, and the one thing that is most dangerous about this whole situation is that how can it be that people like AOC don't see that what she is doing is saying that Hamas should be rewarded for deciding to invade Israel? All of the activism regarding the Middle East is based upon a decision of people from Hamas to commit mass murder. And what was the provocation? Israel actually had just in a couple of weeks before the attacks had opened up job opportunities, and thousands of them, for people from Gaza who wanted to come through security and work in Israel. Because Israel is a growing, dynamic economy, and thank God it still is. And there were job opportunities for Palestinians who wanted to make money earn enough to have an improved lifestyle instead of making war. But the craziness of not seeing that the activism on behalf of Hamas is rewarding them for one of the most horrendously cruel and vicious and unconscionable mass murders of recent times, people who don't see the connection are willingly blind, like AOC. There was a Jewish student at UCLA, and by the way, because so many members of my family have had associations with UCLA, this really does hit home. My brother Harry, my father taught at UCLA for some years. My wife, Diane, has multiple degrees from UCLA, actually four of them. This UCLA student maintained some composure in a confrontation with not just a protester. This was a hysterical professor on campus. Listen, clip one.
This is a professor here at UCLA University.
Yes, I am, and I'm talking about the truth. There is a genocide.
Man, I clearly don't know what the definition of a genocide is.
I don't know.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is a professor.
I don't know what the definition
UCLA.
Of a genocide is.
She doesn't know the definition of a genocide.
What is it to me? Yes, tell me. It's a Greek name. It comes from genos, which is genos, and genoclonia is like the killing of a whole nation.
Okay.
That's what it means.
Then why has the Palestinian population number only been increasing since 1948?
Hang up.
How is that a genocide if the population has only been increasing?
Who can help me here to answer this question? Can you help me?
No, I want to help you.
You want to help me? Okay, so
you
do they have a choice? The kids are going to die. They're marching great. Do they have a choice?
Okay, again, did they have a choice? They had a choice as to whether or not to launch a massacre crossing the border into Israel or not. And to avoid that choice, to say they had no choice but to behead babies and to kidnap children and to murder elderly people and to murder people at a dance festival in the desert, all in Israeli territory. This is not even disputed territory anywhere. It's part of a territory that's been part of Israel since 1949. I mean, since the existence of the state. And again, this point that was made by the UCLA student is very, very powerful, which is something that I'm still here for another couple of days in our Passover retreat in Arizona. And one of the things I've lectured about is this lie about genocide. The young man you just heard in that exchange with a hysterical professor was entirely correct. The population in Gaza during the years that Israel did control Gaza, and those years were 1967 until 2005. During that period of time, the Palestinian population in Gaza not only increased in life expectancy and in maternal birth records and everything else, but it increased in population. The population more than doubled. A doubling in population is the opposite of genocide. Genocide means basically trying to reduce, wipe out, exterminate a population. There has been no intention in that regard at all. What there has been is a determination to prevent another episode like October 7th. 18 nations have now demanded hostage release. That according to our government, the American government. There is a deal on the table. Hamas rejected it. Hamas official said that American pressure has no value, even as administration officials say a proposed truce would ultimately lead to a permanent ceasefire, a core Hamas demand. In a swift reaction, a Hamas official said U.S. pressure had no value. Okay, then in that case, good luck with the remaining four Hamas battalions that are going to be wiped out, and with God's help. I mean, because what we're talking about is people who are refusing to give up the right to repeat atrocities like the world saw on October 7th. According to The Hill, a commencement speech, actually it's according to CNN, a commencement speech that President Joe Biden was expected to deliver at Morehouse College next month, month of May, has sparked some concern among the school's faculty and heightened tensions on college campuses across the country over the U.S. continued support for Israel in its war in Gaza. The White House on Tuesday formally announced that Biden will deliver the May 19th commencement at Morehouse, but faculty at the school, Morehouse, by the way, was the alma mater of Dr. King and many other distinguished people. It's a distinguished, historically black college and university. But faculty at the school, one of the nation's preeminent historically black colleges, expressed concerns about Biden's presence on campus after hearing rumors that he would deliver the commencement speech earlier this week. According to an email from Morehouse Provost and Senior Vice President of Academic Affairs Kendrick Brown, which was obtained by CNN. I mean, there are all kinds of reasons people could be angry at President Biden. But angry at support for Israel in this situation? I mean, honest to goodness, you're talking about, no, he shouldn't be allowed to give a commencement address at Morehouse University. This is appalling, and I'm afraid it is only the beginning. We have a lot more to talk about. We're going to be joined by Professor Paul Kengor. We're going to be joined by Andrew McCarthy of National Review, former federal prosecutor, and try to put in some kind of sane, rational order all of the difficulties and controversies besetting this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Here's a special discount, 50% off just for being a MedHead annual member. Join today at michaelmedved.com.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of Carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com, or call 720-600-6040.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.